All right, welcome to the deep dive. So today we're jumping right into that intersection of high fashion and some really unexpected materials. We're focusing on the British Fashion Council Fashion Awards 2025, specifically at the Royal Albert Hall. Because something made, and the sources say, an incredible and highly charged impact on the red carpet. That something was latex.
Exactly. I mean, it's not a niche thing anymore. It's really become a full-on statement piece. And what's fascinating, you know, is that we're not just seeing it one way. We saw it used in two completely distinct styles.
Two styles.
Yeah. First, as this sort of high-octane architectural maximalism. And then on the flip side, as this sleek, genuinely understated, elegant look.
Okay, let's unpack that. We have to start with Monroe Bergdorf. I mean, she's an activist, a journalist, and also Glamour Magazine's Woman of the Year.
Right.
So her choice of material, it feels really intentional. This isn't a one-off for her. We've seen her in latex at the Wicked movie sequel premiere, the MXCV Glam Ball. It's a deliberate choice.
It absolutely is. And she went straight to her frequent collaborator, the London-based designer Atsuko Kudo Latex. Her look was, well, it was a custom ensemble. It was basically designed to be a sculpture.
A sculpture, really.
For sure. You had the brand's new Venus corset top, that iconic Bell latex skirt with this huge flowing train, and then these incredible V-shaped gauntlets.
Wait, hold on a second. Gauntlets. And what was it, wave filigree? That sounds really complex. How does that even work with a material like latex?
Right, and that's the key. That's where you really see the innovation. Those V-shaped arm pieces and that matching filigree, that's that really delicate, almost like scroll work. It shows that modern latex isn't just a simple sheet anymore. It can be molded, it can be laser cut with precision and shaped into these complex parts that look almost like metal. It moves it beyond fabric.
So it's more architectural.
Exactly, it's true architectural design.
Okay, but here's what I'm always wondering. A big knock against latex is wearability, right? How do you pull off an outfit that complicated, that charged for a whole night at the Royal Albert Hall and still look, you know, flawless?
Well, that just speaks to how much the industry has innovated. It's all about specialized dressing techniques, the material thickness, the linings, the finishes. They've improved so dramatically. Bergdorf chose it for the drama, the visual power, how the light reflects, the material just demands attention.
So if we pivot from that, the material showed its true versatility with actress Sienna King, you know, from The Little Mermaid. Her look was the complete opposite end of the spectrum.
A total contrast. Yeah. That's the perfect way to put it. King was wearing Alyssa Poppy, who's a huge celebrity favorite, and she just offered pure sophistication. Instead of all these complex parts and massive trains, she just kept it simple. An all-black fitted latex dress paired with matching opera-length gloves.
Right up to the elbow. And that's what the sources really picked up on, that this combination, especially set against her super eye-catching red hair, it created a look that was both elegant and understated. I mean, that's pretty remarkable for a fabric that's so often associated with, you know, niche culture.
It just proves the material isn't limited by its history anymore. It's all about the surface, the sheen. That shine acts like a mirror, so even a simple black dress gets this sense of depth and luxury that you just can't get with traditional fabrics.
So, tying this all together for everyone listening, what does this actually mean? We've seen the bold custom sculpture on one hand, and then this sleek elegance on the other.
Well, these details show that latex is part of an, quote, exploding industry, but one with really deep roots. I mean, when you look at the names the industry celebrates, like Libidex, they've been innovating for over a quarter century. That shows you there's a real foundation there. And then you have designers like Harry, who is famous for turning this material specifically into wearable sculpture. So you see that maximalist potential driving the trend. It's this incredible balance between visual impact, design history, and just amazing versatility.
It definitely redefines what a power fabric can be, which I guess it leads it to a final thought for you to chew on. We saw one article title that said, "I wear latex every day and I feel like a superhero." And it just makes you wonder, how much does the actual material we choose to put on our skin influence our confidence, our sense of power? It's something to think about.